Hi, we're talking to Todd Weaver today at Strategies for College. He is a senior advisor. He's also our Renaissance man who really does many, many things for the company. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Todd?
Biggest reason I got into the world of college planning was the fact that I was able to see personally how it affected families and students when they simply didn't have a pathway to follow. And by that, I mean, I had an opportunity to work in financial aid office at a university in Boston for several years. And as part of the job, I was working 20 hours a week in the financial aid office, which was eye-opening for, in many different ways. I was able to see students and parents and talk to them on the phone, walk them through the details of how the college created financial aid packages, how the timing of the forms was so important. You know, with limited resources at the university, you had to get your forms in on time or you'd be sent to the back of the line and perhaps not get enough money to continue studying that semester. So it was a big challenge for a lot of families who had never been through this before or were just overwhelmed by the complexity of the financial aid structure. That's what really drove me to look into this field and get into this career of helping families navigate it all. I think the thing that I really enjoy doing with families is helping them understand the best pathway for them through the complex maze of college planning. There's so many different factors around college selection these days. There's the admission side, there's chasing the popular shiny object when you may not need to do that as a student. And then there's also the college funding question. So many people are concerned about the levels of debt and the overall cost of college today that it becomes such a major factor in deciding where to go.
Absolutely. And your point's well taken about the expense being a key factor and something that I think that as advisors, we bring to the table that doesn't happen through the high schools, through their guidance counselor. There's generally no conversation about how do we pay for things. It's one of the unique things that I think Strategies brings to the table is we have methodology and we have proprietary tools that help us to define where a student is not only going to get in and is going to thrive and do well academically, but the family is also not going to be as compromised down the line because it's the right financial fit as well.
Yeah, I agree. That's an essential component here. Many families have done a good job at trying to save a little bit of money here and there and don't understand or realize how quickly that money is going to disappear. You know, saving tens of thousands of dollars for some families might have seemed at the time to be enough to get you through the first 2 years or so of college. But nowadays, depending on the school, it could maybe cover a semester. It's become very challenging indeed for families to understand that they can make a choice that makes sense for them financially and academically for the student and socially for the student. You know, it's all about having this well-rounded fit in the sense that you have to be able to fund each year of college. You have to have a student who's going to be happy by getting into a school, fitting into a school and getting out on time. So in 4 years, not five, because that adds a lot of cost and time out of the workforce if you have to spend more time at school. And you know, the last part is we know nationwide that more than a third of students will transfer or drop out of college after the first year, which is a horrible number. But we're pretty fortunate here at our company that we do such a good job working with the students on finding colleges they're going to be happy at. Our retention rate for our first year students is over 93%. So it's a very strong indicator of the fact that we've helped them discover great opportunities that they can make a good choice for.
Excellent. So yeah, finding that perfect fit. And one of the challenges I think we all encounter with families is having parents recognize that going to college environment has changed so radically since they were students and heading off to college, both in affordability because of the increase in college costs has been phenomenal and way outpaced inflation. And then there's the competition and how more challenging it is to get into those schools that are considered top tier or brand name schools. And the truth is there's so many great colleges out there that sort of doing diligence and taking a look at all options are part of what I think is a really important aspect of what we all bring to the table.
I think that just helping the students understand the opportunities that are out there is eye-opening for so many of them. They tend to talk to their friends the most about college, which is not really a great research component because their friends haven't gone to college yet, still in high school with them. And they only know what they hear about. They only know what they know from parents, cousins, people close to them. And yet there could be some gems out there that a student is going to thrive at. And that's what I love helping them find. I like helping them turn over all the rocks to see, oh, what about this school? What about that one? Oh, never heard of this one before. It can't be good. Well, actually, it could be good. You might want to see what it's all about and make these decisions based on you, the student, and your needs and wants, not what your friends think is good for you. Even though I'm in the industry, I know how complex this is. And to me, it's just an egregious amount of paperwork that families have to fill out simply to be able to send their child to college. And it's really unfortunate and challenging for families to go through that and understand how to do it right. So that's what I like to do, is help families navigate this process and really find the best pathway for them, the best use of their money, best use of their time.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us a little bit today, Todd, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. And this was over 20 years ago. So imagine how it is today. To me,
it is a big challenge. I think peer pressure and just the influence that friends have on each other is important. And we do see a lot from the parents as well, and their expectations are set in a way that don't always consider the student themselves. It's a more of a projection. I think all of us as parents have done that to some degree, but of course it is the student's journey, and we want them to be happy and discover their path for themselves. however we phrase that whole VP of new business development, but we might want to put / senior admissions advisor as okay. well, or something sure. along those lines. That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, we can do that.
But so let's pretend I'm that person and I'm coming to the website and I want to click on your, let me hear a little bit about this guy. Let me hear his voice. Let me hear how he explains who he is and why I should sign up for this guy's learning center and connect with him directly. So I think it's about, you know how we talked about the company why? I got into this because, and I have to think this through for myself as well. I started this, I moved into this arena because, or I started doing this work when I, having worked at it on the admissions side and seeing how stressed out families were. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I liked that piece of it, but I think you want to start with, not only do I help to run the company, but I also spend my time, a lion's share of my time with students and families, helping them find that right fit. And we define that by, and so this is my day-to-day stuff that I do for the company, which is kind of like everything.
Right. but is that something that I should be explaining? So I thought that the primary reason the podcast was being put together is to have a little background on each of us and our why. And I think I covered some of the why already.
Yeah.
Don't know if I need to do that again, but.
Well, you could consider it another take in case it's better.
Sure.
Do it that way. And I could practice my intro again as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'll start it again. I'm trying to think if I could lead the question for you better so that you are answering the question asked. And if I say, hi, I'm talking to Todd Weaver today. He is not only our VP of New Business Development, but he is also a senior advisor and works both on the admissions and the financial side. Todd, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do for the company?
I'd be happy to.